Gonzalo Montiel was born in Gonzales Catán, Buenos Aires Province, Argentina. Montiel was a product of the club Atlético River Plate Academy. Manager Marcelo Gallardo called the 18-year-old up for the first time for an Argentine Primera Division game at Defensa y Justicia. He was unused in the 1-0 loss. He made his debut in his one appearance of that season as a halftime substitute for Pablo Carreras in a goalless draw at home to club Atlético Vélez Sarsfield. Gallardo had made 11 changes to his team with an eye to a Copa Libertadores second leg against Independiente del Valle. He played 4 league matches this season. He was sent off in a 2-2 draw at Arsenal de Sarandí. He lifted the Copa Argentina trophy after playing all the matches from the last 16 to the final, in which his team beat Atlético Tucumán. He played in the Copa Libertadores, scoring a goal and assisting 3, playing every minute from the quarterfinals to the semifinals, where River Plate were defeated by club Atlético Lanús. His first career goal in a 4-2 loss at Lanús. He played 35 matches, 15 of them coming in the league. He made 14 appearances he made as the team lifted the Copa Libertadores at the Santiago Bernabéu Stadium against Superclásico rivals Boca Juniors. Playing 5 matches in the Copa Argentina, the team were eliminated on penalties in the semifinals against Club de Gimnasia y Esgrima La Plata. The team secured a double that season as they beat Boca in the Supercopa Argentina. The following season, Montiel played 12 matches in the league without being substituted. For the second season in a row, he reached the Copa Libertadores final after 12 matches. However, River Plate would be defeated by Flamengo. He won the Copa Argentina once more as River beat Central Córdoba. He played every minute in the cup run. After winning last season's Copa Libertadores, River contested the Club World Cup where they finished 3rd. An injury prevented him from playing in the Super Cup. After recovering, he returned to contest the Recopa as River overcame a 1-0 first leg defeat to win the trophy with a 3-0 win against Club Atlético Paranaense. Montiel scored his first league goal for River, a penalty and a 3-0 win against Rosario Central in the first game at the Estadio Monumental after a 6-month renovation. La Liga club Sevilla FC signed Montiel on a 5-year deal for 11 million euros. Manager Julen Lopetegui signed him to compete with club icon Jesus Navas at right back after the exit of Elix Vidal. He made his debut in a Champions League group stage 1-1 home draw against FC Red Bull Salzburg, replacing Navas for the last 3 minutes. 8 days later, he made his league bow by starting against Valencia at the Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan Stadium, scoring in the 15th minute of a 3-1 win before making way for Navas before the hour. Montiel was sent off in a 1-1 Seville derby draw at Real Betis for a 38th minute foul on Lex Moreno. Argentina manager Lionel Scaloni called up Montiel as one of 10 domestic-based players for friendlies against Venezuela and Morocco. He made his debut against Venezuela at the Metropolitano Stadium in Madrid, playing the entirety of a 3-1 loss. He was one of the 28-man squad announced by Argentina for the Copa America tournament. He played 4 of the 7 matches played by the team in the tournament, including the final victory, which he had to complete with a bleeding ankle as a result of a tackle from Fred in the first half of the game. He was named in the final squad for the World Cup in Qatar. He conceded a penalty late in extra time after a handball, which Kylian Mbappe scored, but he then scored the tournament-winning penalty kick for Argentina in a 4-2 victory against France to win the final, when the game went to penalties after a 3-3 draw. Montiel is known for his versatility, as he can also play as a center back or a defensive midfielder. In terms of playing style, Montiel is a modern fullback who likes to push forward and join the attack whenever possible. He is an excellent dribbler and has the ability to beat defenders with his pace and skill. He also possesses good crossing ability, which allows him to deliver dangerous balls into the box from the right flank. Defensively, he is solid and reliable. He reads the game well and has good positional awareness, which enables him to intercept passes and make tackles. He is also physically strong and not afraid to get stuck in when defending. Overall, Montiel's playing style is characterized by his versatility, attacking prowess, and defensive solidity. He is a well-rounded player who can contribute both in attack and defense and has the potential to become one of the best fullbacks in the world. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.